My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me. Hour number 2, if you missed any parts of our first hour, you can pick that up. We'll have video of that up in the show archives. And do want to encourage you to watch our first half hour with Nikki Baldwin. Had a great conversation with Nikki. You'll be able to pick that up. And then our last conversation with Lori Furstenberg and just talking about D.C. in particular, but the lack of moral foundation and its significant impact and effect on crime and on what's happening in our culture today, and in particular the horrific assault that's happening against our kids to destroy their conscience and their innocence. So anyway, you can pick all that up. I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. And as I said at the top of the program, a subject that I'm not extremely familiar with the specific term, but do understand the concept of this overreach, if you will, and then the merging of technology with that overreach. Let me welcome to the program Josh Witkowski. He is the founder of XLN Services. Josh, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to have you, Pastor. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? Let's really quickly. We're getting about 20 minutes here, but let's really quickly. First of all, talk to me about XLN Services. What that's about, and what you are, what you're engaged in.
So XLN Services is my firm. We are grassroots and government consulting, government affairs type work. I've been working with grassroots groups for about 20 years, and for about the last 10 or 11, I've been working with an organization called Abate of Illinois. I'm a member of that organization. It is a state motorcycle rights organization. There are several of these in every state that you go to. We meet nationally once a year. I'm also a motorcycle safety instructor. So I've been very engaged on the issues of motorcycles and how they fit into the future of transportation, particularly. And I do deal quite a bit with Vision Zero stuff.
Okay. How does Vision Zero impact, because we're talking about vehicles and vehicular travel in cities and communities, correct?
Correct.
So how does Vision Zero, what began this concept? How did this thing get started?
So Vision Zero started in Sweden. And if you look up the term Vision Zero, that's where it comes from. It comes from Sweden. Okay. And they started this was late 90s. I want to say it was. And the idea is to lead to a road with zero traffic fatalities. That's how it gets the name Vision Zero. You know, I think we can all agree, nobody likes traffic fatalities. We all want safer roads. Nobody's going to disagree with that. But the methodology they're using is a little suspect. So Sweden started this with Vision Zero. It got adopted in the United States as Road to Zero. The U.S. Department of Transportation, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, both adopted it as Road to Zero. And they started kind of really working with it mid-2010s, give or take, early, you know, 2010, 2011, 2012.
Okay.
So the premise is zero fatalities, but the methodology they want to use requires a great deal of infrastructure investment. And not only that, it's going to require a great deal of changes in American behavior is just the way that I think I would put it. It starts out with this premise of zero fatalities. Well, the only way to assure zero fatalities perfectly is that nobody ever drives, nobody ever goes anywhere. Now, obviously, that's not going to happen. Okay?
Correct.
So then they start talking about, well, the first thing you need to do is make it really, really urgent. If you go to their website, it says right off the bat, it says highest ranking local officials should set a goal to achieve zero traffic fatalities and severe injuries among all road users, which includes, by the way, pedestrians, bicyclists, all that, within a set time frame to create a sense of urgency.
Okay.
So you create your own crisis to start out with.
Sure.
Rather than looking at what's actually happening on a transportation system.
Sounds like a Saul Alinsky tactic, right? You know,
sort of. I mean,
chaos, and then you pretend to be the one that has the solution to solve the chaos.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's not far from that kind of ideal. You know, you create the crisis, and then here's our solutions to solve the crisis. We all agree traffic fatalities are a bad thing. We should be approaching a way to reduce fatalities on our roadways. But when you set this unattainable goal of zero, which is, it's literally, it's Lucy holding the football. oh, this doesn't work. We got to crack down on the next thing. Now we got to crack down on the next thing. Now we got to crack down on the next thing. I represent motorcyclists. We represent about 14. Well, over the last 4 years, we're about 12.5% of fatalities on the road.
Okay.
Look, motorcycles, we don't have a cage around us to take the impact. Okay?
Sure.
So we're at higher risk for injury. We're at higher risk for fatality.
Well, and visibility. People driving cars are not necessarily looking for motorcycles. They're not motorcycle aware. And there are laws. I mean, I know I've heard people complain, you know, well, you know, we were all, you know, in a traffic jam and that motorcycle just went flying right by, right down the middle of the road. Right. Well, that's actually the law. That is intentional, because the motorcycle driver in a traffic situation like that is more exposed than the guy driving in the car. So laws have been created to get the motorcycle driver out of that situation by allowing them to be able to drive down the center in between the cars.
Or in other states, it's on the shoulder. But yeah, typically there is some sort of allowance for that.
Right.
But the point being is, okay, where does a motorcycle fit into Vision Zero? Because the easiest way to achieve Vision Zero is to tell us you can't be on the roadway anymore.
Well, I was going to ask you, Josh. So now what you've done is you've created, I'm thinking in my head, you've created this unattainable goal or this goal, whatever, however you want to look at it. But now you're going to, because it's just like being an employer, right? You know, you create an employee handbook, not for the people that are going to try to help you get where you want to go, but for the guys that are going to step out of line or try to do things that are going to be counterproductive to your company. But in this instance, you've created a counterproductive environment right off the bat, and now you're going to create a handbook that's going to try to squeeze people in. I can't even in my mind imagine. So you already know, don't run red lights, right? Don't speed. I don't know. What other rules are they wanting to implement, and who enforces those rules? How does this work?
So one of the biggest things that Vision Zero talks about these days is changing the way infrastructure is laid out. An example of this is starting to happen in the city of Chicago, where they're looking at installing concrete barricades alongside city streets, blocking them off from bicycle paths. Okay. So that's a physical kind of old school way of, they're trying to keep bicyclists safe from cars hitting them, crossing over the line into bicycle paths.
Okay.
But the flip side of that is, what happens if a car veers and now hits this barricade and then careens off across the other two lanes? For every solution you create, there's another potential problem.
Well, sure. It's the pebble in the pond that these people tend to consistently forget about. You know, you say, well, I'm doing this and I'm doing it off over here in my little corner, my little side of the pond, not realizing that anything you drop into that pond creates a ripple, and its effect is across the entire length and width of the surface of the water.
Yeah. And the issue becomes, it becomes more of a governmental issue. You have people who get involved in this that have a very specific agenda rather than looking at traffic as a holistic approach, rather than looking at the entire system. They're looking at their little corner of it, and they try to promote their little corner of it or their vision of it. And a perfect example. So on the national level in 2020, from 2016 to about 2020, Road to Zero had the National Safety Council, NTSB, NHTSA. They were working on this together. Two national motorcycle groups that represent us, the road users, the Motorcycle Riders Foundation and the American Motorcycle Association, were at every single meeting except for one. And when the final report was published, they didn't even get acknowledged as ever having been there. Wow. And then when they went and complained and said, hey, you know, we were a part of this all along, The response back was, well, we invite you to create your own motorcycle safety plan. Well, if you're going to include everybody and you're going to say, hey, we're on this road to zero, it says you're supposed to include stakeholders and users. But if our answers don't match their predetermined conclusions, then, you know, we just get thrown out of the mix. And that's where part of the issue is coming in. And it breeds distrust between the road users who need to hear the message of safety and the organizations who are promoting it by adopting this unrealistic goal of zero. It just breeds distrust.
Sure. Well, and again, it just, I mean, it sounds like you're creating a problem. You know, what are the statistics? I mean, what are we talking about relative? I mean, I know that there are traffic accidents and accidents on the roadway, but give me a sense, you know, of what kind of do we have a vehicular crisis that we're going through right now?
I don't know if it's a crisis, but there's definitely a change that's occurring in terms of how collisions are happening. And it is something that does need to be addressed. Distracted driving has gotten completely out of hand, is causing almost more fatalities than alcohol impairment now. You know, technology again. Yeah, that thing right there. But what do? You say, hey, you know, we're going to tell the cell phone companies if the cell phone's moving at greater than 55 miles an hour, it won't work. Well, people aren't going to go for that. So how do you mitigate that? How do you mitigate distracted driving? Another issue that's out there, and, you know, you talk about technology and that, is this testing of driverless vehicles. Mm-hmm. Tesla currently has in the field 750,000 vehicles that people have purchased that either have a full service driving beta or they have something called autopilot. Autopilot is currently being investigated for 17 fatalities, four of which are motorcyclists. They've run over three motorcycles from behind at highway speed. And it's something that we've warned about for 5 years.
Right.
But nobody seems to want to be serious about looking at this and say, hey, you know what? You know, you and I had to pass a test to get on the roadway.
Yeah.
But these autonomous systems don't. And that's a problem.
Well, your other problem, Josh, that I would think about is, and for anybody who's ever used GPS, and I can't imagine today that anybody doesn't, right, in some way. Right. My wife likes to use something called Waze. That's her favorite. Mm-hmm. That's her favorite app. I've always used like a Google map or something like that. But at any rate, you know, I mean, I drive down in San Antonio, and I'm going to tell you right now, using Waze and Google Maps, you will get lost in San Antonio driving around there. Seriously, number one, there's so much construction that's constantly going on. There's constantly some kind of a detour that's happening down there. And the GPS just plain doesn't seem to want. I don't know what the interference is. But it doesn't work. And so you're literally, it will take you. I have had situations where I've driven for 2 hours and done nothing but go in circles, just following the GPS. And so if AI is dependent on some preconceived notion of what those roads are supposed to look like, where's that even come from? Because the reality is the road doesn't look like it.
So on most of them, it's supposed to come from mapping that's on board. But the other problem you mentioned, that the communications issue, right? So we've got crews testing fully driverless taxis in the San Francisco area. Okay. Wait for it.
I'm sorry.
So far, they've blocked emergency vehicles when they've shut down and lost communication. Locals who hate the things have found out that if you throw a traffic cone on their hood, you can force them to shut down. There were 10 of them that shut down simultaneously, blocking off several major roads in San Fran because they lost connection with the cell phone network due to a music festival that was playing in the area.
Sure.
We had one stop in the middle of a left turn because a bag went across the front. A plastic bag blew in front of it. And so it stopped.
Oh, my gosh.
So you want to talk vision zero, and there is a possibility of technology helping this down the road. But when you're putting out unproven technology that's creating very public failures, it again continues to breed distrust. Now, I will say, NHTSA, for their part, I had a meeting with NHTSA 2 weeks ago today, oddly enough.
Okay.
And they are serious about trying to actively engage stakeholders, which is good. But when you have these lofty things out here like Road to Zero, Vision Zero, and you're talking about, you know, hey, we're going to commit to this, but you're not addressing things quickly, it doesn't lead to the best of trust. And you have to have that trust. You have to have stakeholders. And creating a false emergency is not the way to do that. And that is the biggest problem with Vision Zero, is it creates an unobtainable goal, and it creates a emergency that can never be solved unless you're willing to drastically change the way we do travel in America.
Well, it also, this is just kind of popping into my head as we're talking about this, it also seems to me that it creates a further, you mentioned about working with grassroots groups. Grassroots groups predominantly are about liberty, about freedom, about, you know, getting government out of our lives, less government and more freedom for the people. It sounds to me like what this is doing is creating a greater platform, an entrance platform for more government intervention. Because, you know, as much as the hearts of NISFI might be good and everybody wants to do the right thing here, at the end of the day, you have an element within government that is going to say, okay, everything else has failed. Now we're going to come in and we're going to run this. We're going to do this.
You unfortunately do have some of those people involved in traffic safety. One of the easier ways to point it out, just here locally. So I live in Springfield. I live in the capital of Illinois. Okay. We've got a small community that we kind of surround called Leland Grove. They had a mayor who, her idea in part of Vision Zero and to try to reduce traffic cutting through their town, was to put these large speed humps in.
Oh my God.
And to restrict the speed to 15 miles per hour down these roads. And I've seen other communities do this too.
Sure.
And you know what it ends up doing? It ends up tearing up suspensions on vehicles.
Yep.
It ends up causing people to avoid towns altogether. I actually encountered it again out in Pennsylvania and in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it's not viable, but it's one person who takes their vision of what they think needs to be done and then enacts a very authoritarian type of control here.
Right.
And that's what this can do when it's misused.
Well, and again, you know, any time, as I said, you know, going back to the employee handbook analogy, right, you know, the you put those things in place to try to mitigate against, you know, bad behavior. But ultimately, and our founders said this about laws, you know, good laws are only fit for good people. Bad people don't pay attention to good laws. They don't pay attention to laws, period. And that's the other side to this, Josh, is we are breeding right now within our culture a lawlessness, a concept of no consequences, no personal responsibility whatsoever, and we're giving the bad guys free rein. And
so it's interesting that you mentioned that. Because one of the things that is part of Vision Zero, I mentioned, you know, it focuses kind of on infrastructure. It originally focused on drivers. Back in 2015, they actually put a statement out about forcing drivers to slow down to minimum speed impacts. Their proposal was 19 miles an hour when a vehicle is around car and pedestrian, and 43 miles per hour anywhere else. So that was the personal side of it. But these days, they are focusing more on, hey, look, a driver is going to make mistakes. We need to make the overall infrastructure basically safer to have collisions in. And the question is, at what cost?
Wow. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, we will follow it. Now, you said you're with Abate Illinois, A-B-A-T-E, right? Abate,
yes,
Illinois.
A-B-A-T-E. If people want to learn more about it, it's abate-il.org. That's the organization that I represent.
Okay.
My company is XLN Services. We have a few other clients, grassroots government affairs type programming.
Excellent. Josh, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, sir.
You bet. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Matt Long and I are going to get into the Blaze article that just came out regarding the problem we have actually is the GOP. We'll talk about that coming up. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. More straight ahead. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
We'll be right back.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air. We need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you. With State Air, we need people on radio willing to speak about the Bible, the Constitution, and putting God back in our nation again. So join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. That's 830-446-3624. This has blessed my business and it will bless yours. Thank you.
And use their power that they have on either of these areas, and so that is very, very disappointing to anybody who supports these two groups. The Freedom Caucus in Texas has recently lost a member.
Hey, Matt.
Yes, sir. This is Matt. We are live on the air, Pastor Greg.
I'm listening. I wanted to let my audience know that's Matt Long that you're listening to, folks, in the Matt Long Show, which we join each and every Tuesday here on Chosen Generation Radio and the Chosen Generation Radio Network. And welcome, Matt. Go ahead and continue. Matt's talking about the dysfunctional GOP.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're seeing it. We're not coming together, and a lot of people. It depends on which side you are as to which way the finger is pointing. Obviously, right? But those of us who are fighting at the grassroots level, all we're trying to do is to bring the Republican Party back. Bring it back. We had a lot of hopes with the Freedom Caucus, and I think at the federal level, we saw what a small Freedom Caucus could do in Washington. When they pushed that the speaker's vote out to 15 votes, we have a Freedom Caucus in Texas that is feckless. They are worthless. They wouldn't even stand up on day one. We're looking at an article that I sent to Pastor Greg, and then I'll shut up. I sent him an article by Daniel Horowitz that says, "Let's face it, the GOP is the problem." Pastor Greg, why don't you introduce that article or tell us about it or what you thought about it?
Well, it goes to something. You and I have talked about this for quite some time. And in fact, one of the conversations that we had, and it's probably been, I'm going to guess, when did you start your show? Has it been a year and a half, something like that?
4.5 years.
Oh my God, it's been that long. Okay, well, I was going to say that it was a conversation you and I had like at least two years ago, and then I thought, no, I better ask him how long the pro. But at least 2 years ago, when we did one of these Tuesdays that we do, it's roughly about a 10 or 12 minute spot that basically caused Cecilia Abbott to stop being my friend on Facebook. It was calling out the same thing back then. I mean, this is not a new phenomenon that we are facing, where we spend all of this time, we put together a platform, we identify what our top issues are. The grassroots people work very hard in Texas to be a part of this whole thing. And you know what? I'm gonna push back on this for a minute, Matt. We didn't even talk about this, but I'm gonna push back on this. The idea of saying, "Oh, we're not." See, here's another area where the left has pigeonholed us. Well, it's the grassroots, or it's the Tea Party. So it's, you know, it's those extremists. Listen, if you talk to the average person, they're going to tell you, on average, that God, family, country, taking care of their children, protecting their kids from predators, having the freedom to be able to make a living, not pay too much in taxes, not be overgoverned, and live their lives and enjoy the fruits of their labor, right? That's that. Okay. Those are kind of like basics. And yet they've pigeonholed us to believe that, oh, those are extreme ideas. Those are extreme ideas. It's an extreme idea to want to protect your children. It's an extreme idea to want to worship God. It's an extreme idea to suggest that you want to make a living, work, and not have people interfering and telling you how you do your job. That these are somehow extreme ideas.
Wow. Yeah, I know that is, there's, if the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and God-given rights of that all men and women, have, and yes, there's only two, then if that's extreme, then yes, label me an extremist, but it's not extreme.
Exactly.
You know, the founders, I'm going to go off just for a second. The founders of our country did not base our government on an experiment like a lot of people say. They studied human nature. They studied human nature, and they studied the nature of God, and they said, how do we bring human nature, the nature of God, and the concept of self-governance into one big package? And they did an amazing job at it.
They went back to what had worked for 6,000 years. I want you to, we need to get that. They went back to Genesis chapter 9, and they went back to Abram, and they went back to, and then moving forward, they went back to Moses. They went back to the structure that was given to them that had worked for thousands of years, because they were like, wait a minute. This whole king thing, you know, there's a warning in this Bible about what happens when you give yourselves over to a king. He's going to abuse you. You're going to get abused when you do that, because man is a sin creature, and that's his nature. And so we're not going to do that here in America. We're going to go back to the basic concept that God gave, which is man is going to be responsible not just to his neighbor, but to God himself. And we're not going to put people in office that don't understand that you're going to answer to God. So all of those that are out there in public office who say, well, you know, I decide, who are responsible for the blood of babies, who are responsible for the mutilation of children, I have news for you. You'll answer to God. You won't answer to Pastor Greg. You won't answer to Matt. Your constituency, they're going to maybe vote you out, whatever. But at the end of the day, you will answer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Christ is not coming back on a unicorn, throwing out daisies and candy canes. He's coming back, breathing fire, fire coming out of his eyes with a sword, and judgment's coming.
With a sword. That's the one that always, it's like, really, a sword? But that's scripture. That is right there. That's scripture. I want to recommend this article. It's on The Blaze. It is written by Daniel Horowitz, a name that probably most people know. And his main thesis of this article had to do with the conservatives in the House, and this is in D.C., actually have the ability right now to control what is coming out of the House. They don't have it so much in the Senate, but in the case of this vote that took place on Friday night late, or maybe it was Saturday night late, they needed two-thirds, and the Democrats didn't have that. But our good conservative GOPs that could have stopped all of this, could have kept this constant more spending, this continuing resolution, which was a bunch of junk. They could have stopped it, but they didn't.
Notes. Yeah, I took some notes off of this article, okay, just as an example. So we have a border crisis. The wall is not funded. They could have funded a wall. They could have stopped the funding for those extra IRS agents that are kicking down doors and that are running around the country terrorizing conservatives. They could have stopped the funding for converting children's sexual gender. They could have stopped the funding for illegal immigrant housing. They could have stopped all of the funding for solar and wind, which are failing. They could have defunded and put an end to the defunding of natural resources, which we need, coal plants and so forth, and reopening pipelines. They could have stopped the defunding of that and put money into infrastructure that's actually going to benefit us. These are the kinds of things that they could have done, and they punted.
Yeah, and they had... And this, again, they have the numbers. All it would have taken is was just a few more just to stand up. And this idea that somehow we have bought into this idea that the government shut down for a week or two is a bad thing. Pastor Greg, try calling Social Security on any Saturday morning or on any Sunday afternoon. Or I'll tell you what, try calling them next Monday. It's not, they're closed. They're shut down. The government shuts down every weekend, and there is no harm done. And if the House does not use its power of the purse, then we no longer have a government of three branches. And I guess we could make the argument that we haven't had it for a long time, or that the judicial has taken more power than they have. But the House has the power of the purse, and that was designed on purpose for them to stop and control what is going on, but they're just not doing it.
Yeah, well, you know, and then you have guys like Dan Crenshaw that are coming out that are bashing conservatives, suggesting that it's the 21 people who stood against this that are the problem.
I Crenshaw, this is one of those where we need to really be careful in the future. Crenshaw came in as a vet, an injured vet, and was in the Republican Party, and everybody just went gaga over a injured vet. Now, no disrespect for vets who have served and were injured. We need to be taking care of them, but we don't raise them to a holy status. And I think that's what happened with Dan Crenshaw. And here's the list of Texas Republicans who were in favor of this continuing resolution, or were in favor of continuing to fund the massive illegal immigration that our president is bringing in. All of these things they decided to continue to fund. Here we go. It was Arrington, Burgess, Crenshaw, De La Cruz, Elzey, Granger, McCall, and Pete Sessions. Folks, if you're listening and those are one of your representatives, call them up and ask them, what in the world? Our senators, you wouldn't even have to guess. Ted Cruz voted against it. What do you think Cornyn did, Pastor Craig?
Oh, it means that there's no way that he voted in favor of it. You know, it's interesting. Ian Miles Chong has a video out, and if you want to do a search on Twitter for Dan Crenshaw, look up Russ in SoCal, because he reposts this. Migrants are already in the U.S. and by U.S. law must be taken into custody. U.S. Customs and Border Protection's cutting through wire placed by Texas Department of Public Safety in order to take them into custody. So there's video of it. The Texas Department of Public Safety has put wire across at the base of the river to stop this illegal immigration, and you've got Federal Custom and Border Protection cutting the wire and welcoming these people in. And now look at the issue we have with that Colonia thing. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that Colonia up in Dallas and all the money that they're raking in being funded to house illegal immigrants.
Yeah, north of Houston. North of Houston.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Houston, sir. Dallas. Thank you.
North of Houston. Yeah, it is. This package is starting to unravel. And are we going to have a showdown on the border? I think there was a term, the term showdown was actually used by one of the online reporters from down there on the border when they were telling the story of the feds cutting the Texas barbed wire. They said it appeared that there was a standoff. I don't think that anybody's going to fire. I don't think any Texas DPS or the feds are going to start shooting at each other. But Texas needs to stand up to these guys and say, no, we're not going to let you cut the wire, period. You cannot pass by us.
I love Michael Quinn Sullivan's quote on Twitter. He says, Dan Crenshaw calling something extremely conservative is like the Chi-Coms calling something pro-American.
There you go. There you go. Pastor Greg, we're about out of time.
Yep.
And folks, I want you to go to this article. It has a lot of wisdom in it.
Yep.
It's a lengthy article. It goes into depth. And so it's on the Blaze, and it is a commentary by Daniel Horowitz. Pastor Greg, always a pleasure on Tuesdays.
Matt, great to be with you. God bless you, Hill Country Patriots. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to Matt and listening to everything that we're talking about. It's so important. Get engaged and get involved. That's all I can tell you. Get engaged and get involved, and I know you do. God bless you.
All right.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break. I'll be back with more to close things out here on Tuesday. But right now, I want to encourage you to consider your health coming up right now. Let me explain to you how by ordering at CGR Wellness. Check this out.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. I just want to take a minute to walk you through how to sign up at CGR Wellness. So you're going to type in www.cgrwellness.com. And that is going to take you over here. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to come over here and you are going to, we're going to shrink this down so it doesn't get in our way. You're going to go right over here to create account. And it is going to offer you the opportunity to create an account. You've got to type in an email address. So we're going to type in an email address. Be good if I put a good one in there, right? There we go. And now, there is a window that pops up. Now, when this window pops up, Here's what you need to do. You need to just X out. Just close that window. Okay? Just close that window. Now we go over here, and we'll use a strong password. And then we'll put in our name. And we'll put in our last name. And then we'll put in an address. And the city. And we'll choose our state. And we don't need a phone number. And it wants us to make sure that we're not a robot, so we'll do that. Wow. And we'll create the account. And now the account's been created. Now, there is a share code. I don't remember what it is right now, but it doesn't really matter. Now you'd go over here and type in Vibe. It's your first product you're looking for. And there is the fruit and veggies, superfood liquid multivitamin. Click on that. And you're going to order, I recommend that you order two, and I'll tell you why. If you order two of them and add those to the cart, now here comes the cart. Now, you're going to get your second bottle for half off when you type in Chosen Gen Radio. Chosen Gen Radio, and click apply. And that's going to give you $20 off. Plus, you're going to unlock free shipping. So now when you get your order, you'll get no shipping charge, 2 months worth for the price of a month and a half. And then you can go back over and you can securely check out, put in your billing information and so on, and you're off to the races. So that's how you do it. Nice and easy. Again, cgrwellness.com. When that little window pops up, just X out of it. You don't need that because you're going to get a $20 discount. Once you completed the form and created the account, go to the top, click in Vibe, and then go. Now, I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultra Shot, the EPA fish oil, the Flex, and I also use, this is your apple cider vinegar. And this is your ashwagandha. I use those as well. I'm going to run through this really quick with you. Again, omega-3. And then these products up here. Your Vibe. Your Resvante. The Ultra Shot. And the Flex. Those are the ones that I personally use every single day. I can recommend each and every one of those to you and just assure you that they do a great job. They've made a gigantic difference in my health. All right. God bless you. God bless your health. And thank you for supporting our Indian ministry through this as well. Okay, my apologies, folks. I am back. Just a couple minutes left. So real quick, want to let you know, you can go to chosengenerationradio.com, and if you click on the show archives section, and for those that are watching us, I'll give you this real quick instruction, but if you go to the show archives, the very first post under show archives is video and audio links for new shows. I put that up in July. The reason that I have not been putting up new programming each day is that if, for, because of health reasons or what have you, I miss a day, then you're going to miss this link. If you click on that video and audio links for new shows, the first link is the Rumble link that goes directly to our video page on Rumble. It's Chosen Generation Radio Show. Clicking on that link is going to take you over to our page on Rumble, and you'll see, for example, yesterday we had Professor Steven Zunias, Damon Grayson, Chris Eddy, and Dr. David Wormser. Each of those 30-minute segments are up at that page, and you can watch them there. I should be able to have each one of our segments for today up here shortly, and so that gives you that option. It also leads you to the audio link, which is on Spreaker. You can see we're live right now on Spreaker. And if you scroll down, you'll find, again, the Rumble page. You'll find our Clout Hub page. You'll find CGR Wellness and CGR for Life. So those are available to you. And if you go to the Listen page, then down at the bottom of the Listen page, you'll see the podcast feeds, and each one of those is there. You've got Spotify, you've got CastBox, you've got Apple, you've got Deezer, iHeart, you've got PodChaser, you've got PodAddict, you've got Google, and you've got Jeezavon. So all of those are available there as well. And then you can follow us. All right. Coming up now on TECN-TV and at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, Texas Fully Loaded. Stay tuned.